A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, so you and your SO, you are planning like a night in because it's been really crazy. It's a Friday night. You're going to make some popcorn. You're going to watch some TV. And usually he lets you pick the movie, which is very nice. But this time you're like, no, what do you do? Like, what do you want to watch? Like, any, whatever you would watch if I was like, let's watch anything. And he goes, okay, well, I kind of did this thing, but okay, cool. So he does this thing on his computer where he picks, does a randomizer, which picks a random date from the 90s. And he goes, so what I do is I figure out the TV listings from that day. And I watch what like would have been on that day. What do you do?
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Kelly.
You marry him.
That is great.
Yeah,
that is
cool.
The most
that's really
fun.
Cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, enough said. Hot take over. This guy is fucking fun.
He's golden, man.
Guys, I just invented that game.
That's
one
really
second,
cool.
And then the next second, I was like, hot take.
Oh, my God.
I mean, can we just do that?
Yeah, it seems
fun.
Yeah.
There should
be an app.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where,
That'd be cool. Like Wayback Machine style.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. A TV guide, a random date generator
slash
TV guide archive.
Yeah, that's cool.
And you'd have to watch that episode.
Yeah.
Best, it would be impossible, I think.
Yeah.
But the best would be if it had the
commercials.
I
was just
from
thinking
the
that.
Time.
Oh, that would be great.
So my SO and I are watching Beyond Belief, Fact or Fiction right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And our favorite part is, it's on the Sci-Fi Network back in the day, and our favorite part is the lower third Chiron telling us what's going to be next.
Nice.
It's like, oh my God, Deep Space Nine and Firefly. Like,
cool.
What a night of television.
Truly, what an age.
Oh, living the dreams.
Yeah. That is such a fun night in.
Yeah. That's cool.
I think it would be fun.
I mean, we're all in.
Yeah.
That guy's a keeper.
Yeah,
it's great for like a cold night in.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Like,
and
you
can't do it every night.
No.
How frequently do you think you could do that?
When it's
once.
I don't understand where you're going.
No. This is a sincere question. Like how frequently? I'm not trying to lead us into.
Oh, I think once every week or once every other week.
Yeah. Couple times a month.
I'd say two to three times a month.
And I think I would be so excited by the idea. As I was when I thought of it.
Yeah.
I would probably tell my friends, and I'd be like, let's do all, like, so I probably would want to, like, do it with other people.
As a group, that's fine.
I don't think it's only a couple thing.
No.
And you know what you do? You, like, research how to make, like, junk foods. Like, you know how they do it on the Bon Appetit channel?
Yeah.
Or Food Wine? Yes. So you make, like, homemade gushers, and you make, like fruit by the foots, and, like...
That would
to
so
whatever
fun.
Era you're watching.
Oh my God. And then you set your TV to, like, have grain.
That's cool.
And then, like, every once in a while, it will just, like, totally go where it's just, like, the dots that are white.
Yeah. That would be really fun.
Yeah, we need to get some CRT TVs in here to really get this thing going.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a great idea.
You get snow on your TV.
Yeah.
Snow. That's great.
Yes. Oh, man. Tried so many times. Patrick was like, no.
We're just so early.
I know.
But it was the best relationship we've ever had.
It's true.
I know it was early, but we were going with the flow, Patrick.
Fine.
Patrick's like, and then what if he cheats on you? It's like, fuck off, man. That's not what we're talking about.
He's perfect.
He would never.
He's the father of my children.
We're talking snow ships.
Yeah.
Because Abominable.
Yes.
Is out this week.
Which is
about an abominable snowman. And
is it cute? Is it a kid thing?
Yeah, it's a DreamWorks.
Oh. I think an abominable snowman, like, not kid thing would be pretty good.
Well, yeah.
Because it would be all, like, white out, and then all of a sudden you would just see its maw.
Yeah. Also, like, it's scary on Matterhorn. Like, when you ride Matterhorn.
Oh, totally.
Love those Yeti.
Yeah. Micah's, like, legit scared of them. Like, every time he's like, I'm scared of the Yetis. And I'm like, I know. Mean,
does he understand that they are machines?
They're scary, though.
They are scary. And they pop out.
Yeah, they pop out at you. And they move more realistically than the old ones did. They're scary.
They're red eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not as scared of them as he is. But I agree that they could be scary.
I think anything from a place that's not super inhabited, because you almost believe like a Yeti could live there and we don't know. It's like under the water or like anywhere there's not a ton of people, I'm like, that could exist.
Yeah.
Well, and also like a polar bear, just like normal regular polar bear, which is basically a Yeti.
A polar bear on two legs?
Yeah.
They're huge.
That's scary.
Huge.
They're huge and they're going to like swipe a big paw at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So abominables could be scary. I think it's now the time. It's the time for like another like cryptid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like scary movie. Like truly scary.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's weird. I feel like we've seen some of these like Bigfoot or Yeti is cute.
Yes.
Like movies recently. Yeah. Like there was the, what was the movie that Zendaya is Michi?
Was it called Littlefoot?
Yeah.
Little Feet.
Yeah. Well, even the Abominable Snowman in, what's it called is cute. The dream, Pixar one.
Yeah.
Oh, Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, and there was just the Missing Link, which is like a Yeti is cute movie.
Yeah.
Like, I think we need to get back to...
Some murdering Yetis.
Yeah, like Yeti is scary.
Yeah.
That would be really good. There is an independent film. I believe I watched it on Amazon Prime. It is called American Sasquatch. And if you can get through it...
Uh-oh. Oh, interesting. Interesting. What an endorsement.
You will have seen, technically, a Yeti horror movie.
Okay. Wow.
The premise is great, and there are some gems in the acting. It is about as low-budget indie as you could find out there. But the premise is... So some hunters find a baby Bigfoot and kidnap it. And then Mom Bigfoot comes into society to fucking get revenge. And it's pretty dope. I mean, it's awful, but.
No, but yeah, I would want to see it. Maybe. Yeah.
What? Try.
Yeah.
Why not try?
Why not try?
Support indie horror.
Mm-hmm.
Horror.
Mm-hmm.
But, indie horror.
But Kelly, do you have a snowy ship?
Yes. Okay. The, this is going to be pulling from John Carpenter's The Thing,
okay,
which I still say is a perfect movie.
It is fucking wonderful. Speaking of horror.
Good. Yeah, horror. And snow is scary.
Yeah.
Snow is really scary.
But yeah, it can kill you.
It can. And
you get your socks wet.
This is going to be one of Rabotan's creations. The Thing itself has moved on from Antarctica.
Okay.
That's terrifying.
And it has come to... I'm not sure where this movie takes place, but it's somewhere snowy in the United States.
Vermont.
I think it's probably his Vermont. A little boy's dad has died. And oh, he has turned into Jack Frost, a talking snowman.
And with the soul of a musician.
The soul of a musician. And the thing is infecting things.
Right.
Around the snowman. And it tries to infect the snowman, but it can't because it can't. There's no biological matter there for it to replicate.
Well, what about the carrot?
Oh.
Wait, does he have a carrot nose or does he just has a little coal nose?
He has a coal nose.
Oh, I'm thinking of the other Jack Frost.
You are. Yeah. You are.
Yes, not that I am.
So then he tries to, or the thing like tries to turn him, but can't because it can't infect him. And it's like so confused.
Yeah.
And it takes the form of his dead body.
Whoa.
Yeah. Jack of, Michael Keaton's
of
dead
Michael
body.
Keaton's corpse.
And so it's like just like studying him. And now I don't know if this falls within the correct lore because I don't know if the thing can turn something that's dead, but whatever. We'll just say in this world, magic.
Yeah.
So it turns Michael Keaton's dead body, and Michael Keaton's dead body is like circling the Jack Frost, like studying him, like, how can I turn him? And then it turns out that he like slowly starts to build like respect for it because it's like, I've never met a being that I can't turn. And then they do break up because he infects his son.
Yeah, that's a deal
breaker. And the son dies. The son does die. It turns into many things.
Right.
The body until it finally just explodes the son's body.
Yeah, yeah.
But they do have a short moment of like maybe like heated sexual tension in which they're like studying each other.
Yeah.
But it does end really horribly.
Just really horribly.
I mean, the worst it can end.
I think it's like cataclysm. I mean,
no, the world ends.
Yeah.
Because as we saw in the thing, when they like look at the little chart about like how quickly it will take for it to infect the world, I mean, it is true. The whole world is the thing and Jack Frost.
So
and that's all that's left.
He's the only separate entity.
They get back together.
Because at that point.
Because his son has been killed, so we can no longer like reconcile with his son and be set free, which I think is how that movie ends.
I think so. Well,
sure. Why wouldn't it be?
But because it can like imitate anything, right, at this point.
Ugh, gross.
It like
oh, it takes mercy on him.
It I guess. Why would it?
So right now, if every living thing on the planet is the thing and the snowman.
Yeah.
And the thing is like, I can't get rid of it. I can't infect it. I'm going to replicate his son.
Oh, yeah.
And give him the illusion.
Yeah. It gives him the illusion of having a son.
But then is he transformed back into Michael Keaton and therefore the thing can infect him?
No, at the end of Jack Frost, he died. Like, the spear just floats away.
He's been dead.
He stays
dead. He's just been dead. Okay, so this is what happens. No. So he turns into the sun, and he turns into a Michael Keaton, and then he plays out their, like, whole life over, like, years. Lets him watch this whole life, and then, I don't know, his soul moves on, and then it's just a snowman.
Fuck, Kelly. That is so fucking weird.
That is
and
weird.
Bad.
Mean.
Weird, bad, and mean. Yeah. I need that on a shirt.
Mogi, no, can you save us from this show?
Okay, so snowy ships.
Jesus, Kelly.
I had a lot of things going through my mind, but I was like, I feel like I got to do something sweet. So I chose a movie called The Spirit of Christmas. Are you guys familiar with this film?
Is this the one?
I have a short summary I could read you.
Is this
that
the
I
one
found
where
on IMDb.
She inherits a... No. Okay.
It's close.
I think I did see this one.
Emotionally frigid attorney Kate Jordan reluctantly accepts an end-of-the-year assignment to get a reputedly haunted inn appraised and sold by years
end. Oh, yes.
Perfect.
Yep. She doesn't inherit the inn. I forgot.
No, she's just trying to sell it. By and by, she meets Daniel, the resident ghost, who for the past 95 years inexplicably returns to life each December during the 12 days of Christmas. I don't need to go any further. That's enough.
Mother loves this movie.
It's... Okay, here's the thing. The spirit is very cute. That's the only reason it's like you can get through this whole movie. He's also a grumpy spirit. He's grumpy and cute, and he used to be a rum runner.
Yeah.
During Prohibition.
Bad boy.
He was in love with his sister's wife. I mean, sorry, his brother's wife.
Okay.
And, but like, they were like, he was cool about it. like he would like leave because he couldn't be around her.
Oh,
he
okay, okay.
Oh,
so like he loved her from afar. He gets murdered. We don't know by who.
It was his brother.
And then
his brother bad.
Yeah. Well, he keeps lusting after his wife.
So what?
Yeah. Well, the wife was kind of lusting back.
Oh,
it was,
really?
It was mutual lusting.
And I mean, still don't murder, but
yeah,
like,
don't murder.
You got to do something.
But they're running rum. They're looking cute. Oh, and then, yeah, so he haunts the place for 12 days every Christmas. And then, I don't know, his love for this girl brings him back to life. And then they kiss.
He brings back to life?
He comes back to life.
Oh, I thought he was just going to pass on. He comes back
to
life?
No, he comes. I think he becomes a physical person. And once he's a physical person, he gets to own the house again.
Oh, well, okay.
Because.
So now this person who owned it is just fucked.
Yeah, but they're a jerk.
They're not good.
They're a jerk. I can't remember exactly why.
Yeah, they want to tear it down and turn it into a ski resort.
They want to make a ski resort. Oh, and also it snows a lot.
Okay.
So
well,
there's
snow. It's Christmas.
I think even like there's a Snowden element.
Oh. Edward Snowden. Mm.
All right, Snowden ship. Assange. Go.
What's your snowy ship?
Oh. No, I want
to know more.
I want to know more about this guy.
Okay.
So he takes the like appearance of like
himself.
A human being the whole time.
He takes the appearance of a Pikey employee. He is like a mixologist wearing suspenders.
Yeah.
Okay, but like a notable Pikey employee.
Yeah.
Like
the one you want to flirt with.
Yeah, beyond any Pikey employee I've ever seen.
IRL. He's hot.
If you were casting a Pikey employee,
it would
be this guy.
Also, Pikey is a bar in West Hollywood we all used to frequent.
With like British undertones.
Mm-hmm.
They have fish and chips there. But he's doing normal ghost stuff. He's not always showing up as himself. He's like making a piano play when he's not there.
Sure, so he's proper haunting the place.
Yeah, and trying to scare away this girl who's trying to get it ready for sale.
Because he knows he's going to get a new body at some point. Right, okay, great.
I don't know if he knows he's going to get a new body, but he's like, this is my house. I only come alive every 12 days of Christmas. Like,
oh.
Right?
He's hot.
He is hot.
He's a hot.
Hottie.
Little ghost man.
Yeah. He's like the right mix of distinguished and mysterious.
Yeah.
And now that I'm thinking of it, he definitely becomes corporeal because they kiss at the end. I don't know what happens when he tries to leave that house. He may disintegrate. But, I don't know. but they definitely, he like, it's all.
He's wearing glasses in this picture.
And part of it he needs to figure out his murder. So they solve his murder.
Right.
And they find out it's the brother.
Now,
brother's dead, correct?
Oh, very good.
Long dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was like the 20s when this
happened. He's like an old school ghost, yeah?
Yeah. That's part of his like charm.
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh.
I'm now seeing other images.
Okay.
Like the Christmas secret.
I don't know.
I do not enjoy this image.
Is he about to bite her neck?
Or strangle her with this necklace.
And that's the thing, too, is like I do enjoy Christmas, like Hallmark movies.
Did you see the roster of the ones coming out? There are 40.
Oh, my God. It's too much, but I'm going to love them. But usually the men are like bland.
Yes,
like
bland
as you can get handsome. Like they're handsome.
Well,
because
this
is
a Netflix one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a Netflix one. But it's like they're usually just so, like, it's almost as, like, they're not all as bad as the Christmas Prince in terms of looks, but they're mostly, like, almost that bland. This guy is actually kind of hot.
He's very hot.
Which is a is a change of pace.
That is nice.
He's so hot.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your Edward Snowden?
So my Edward Snowden ship.
I wish we had done Snowden.
Yeah, that would have been better. So in The Legend of Zelda, The Twilight Princess.
Yes.
There is a part where you go up into the snowy mountains, and there is a big, like, broken down mansion. Like, it is fucked up, right? On the top of the mountain, and there's, like, snow everywhere.
Yeah.
And it is inhabited by the Yeti and his wife.
Okay.
And the Yeti is a, like everything in Twilight Princess, designed just bizarrely. Like, the game has a very weird, like, design aesthetic. There are a lot of, like, nipples where you don't expect nipples to be.
Oh my God.
A lot of them.
There are these creatures called ukus that are chickens with human faces and like saggy breasts.
What in the fuck?
Oh yeah, those things?
Yeah, they're really upsetting. But so the Yeti in Twilight Princess has this giant thing on its butt that
yeah,
I
what is that?
I don't
is it
know.
A tail?
I don't know if it's a tail or if it's just like more
is
body mass.
The little
mass.
One his wife?
The little one is his wife.
Oh.
But when I
his
was.
His wife is really cute.
The
so
wife
she's
is really
like
cute.
The height of that thing on his butt.
Yes.
Yeah, so that thing's in her face all the time.
All the time. She's got to like climb up on it, probably. Ewea,
what is that thing?
I don't know. When I was playing it originally, I always, because it seems, he's almost built like a buff centaur, almost, just without
yeah.
back legs. And so I always imagined that he had back legs back there.
Interesting.
Is this a picture of him making out with his wife?
That is a picture of him holding her upside down, Kelly. I don't know why.
Oh, ewee! Do not.
Oh, you know what? It looks like a larva sac.
Yeah. His
but
butt?
I don't think it is a larva sac. Because he doesn't like have, they don't have any Yeti
Maybe
babies.
Maybe that's where they store their babies, in the male's
In the male's larva sac.
That could well be. I wanted to ship him, here's the thing. Because in my head, playing it, that he had like a pair of back legs, I wanted to ship him with a centaur.
Oh, cool.
So let's put him into the Forbidden Forest in Harry Potter outside of Hogwarts, where he can encounter Firenze.
Okay.
Who can be, the Yeti's very welcoming when you come to his busted up house at the top of the mountain. And the centaurs in the Forbidden Forest, not that welcoming.
No, they're very cold.
They want you to get out.
Firenze is nice, though.
He's nice. And
for
mostly,
a centaur.
For a centaur, yeah. Which takes the form of him just like looking at the stars and being like, you're fucked, Harry.
I know. And like not responding to things you're saying and just talking about stars.
Yeah. He loves talking about stars.
Who's the mean one? Roman? Ronan?
Is that the one that like leads the charge against Umbridge?
I don't know.
And like carries her off?
I don't know. Let us know, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. But
let us know. Sorry. So we forget everything about Harry Potter. He arrives in the Forbidden Forest and he expects everyone to be as welcoming as he is when people visit his house on the top of the mountain. And Firenze is not having it. And so they just like get into like an argument about like how you receive guests.
Oh.
And friends
Does
starts
it get
like
heated?
It gets a little heated and they start like kind of like tussling around on the forest floor, trying to figure out what that sack is on his butt.
I love it. Okay, he doesn't
know either.
No. Do you want to hear something sad? And I think this might be a screenshot from the game.
Yeah,
but it's about Yeto and Yeta, who are the Yeti couple. This is a description of them. A Yeti couple who live in the ruins atop Snow Peak Mountain. They used to have a love so passionate it could melt the snow covering Snow Peak Mountain. But things may have cooled recently. ...
Oh, sad. Because guess why it cooled? Firenze.
Yep.
I was going to say it justifies his affair.
Oh.
But you're right. Maybe he's been cheating.
Maybe he didn't cause it.
Yeah, you're right. Cheating is the symptom.
Cheating's the symptom. Well, that symptom is fucking my wife. You'll get caught singing Cherry with a fringe on top in front of Ira.
Guys, I'll tell you off. Never mind.
Oh my God.
Intrigue.
We almost shifted into like just private talking time.
I just wanted to talk. No, but I have a Meg Ryan related thing to tell you guys later.
Oh my God. Huh. Guys, what do you think it is? Tweet at us.
At Shibble Dip. Shibble like nipple dips like nips.
We have to hear. Have we heard everyone's thing? No, Colin
has a snowy ship.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Snowy.
Okay, so mine, Snowy Ship, starts in the heat of the desert.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just going to go.
All right, bud.
Oh, look, buckle up.
It's like Colin just turned around a picture book and was reading to children. Ooh, where's this going to go?
The heat of the... Yeah, the desert. So it starts with attorney Kim Wexler from Better Call Saul, which
is great.
I know, one of Patrick's favorite shippables.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But unless you're watching Better Call Saul without having seen Breaking Bad, we know that Jimmy and Kim aren't destined to be.
Yeah, they're not going to go the distance.
They're gonna break up. Jimmy's going to have to make some sort of moral decision that ultimately leads him to choosing the life of Saul Goodman over his relationship with her. Or, I mean, hopefully she doesn't get killed or something tragic
that. I mean, it is likely that he has already made the decision that has set him on the path.
Right. Yeah. And she, I fear she's going to take some hard fall, maybe even get some jail time or something. Who knows what's going to happen to that relationship. But my hope is that she's... at least remains alive and free.
Yes.
And after Jimmy becomes Saul Goodman for good and leaves her, she's like, you know what? Fuck this town. Fuck Albuquerque. I'm moving to New York City.
Oh,
and she's like, I'm picking up law in the big city where I can really make a mark. And I'm going to become a trial lawyer, and I'm going to really hit the ground running.
Dang.
Her
okay.
first case opposing, what do you call it?
Opposing counsel?
Counsel, thank you. They are like, they're just razzmatazzing. And they have the jury.
Oh, back and forth?
Well, like razzle-dazzling. No, like with the jury.
Oh,
and
they're razzle-dazzling.
Yeah.
Giving the old razzle-dazzle.
Mm-hmm. The jury's eating it up. The judge loves it. The fucking bailiff is eating it up.
So
she's like, what the fuck? Fuck this guy. He's not a real lawyer. He's doing all this like showy stuff.
Okay.
You'd think she would recognize that as valuable because that's what Jimmy does.
Well, she's kind of burnt by Jimmy at this point, we assume. So she approaches him afterwards.
Patrick still has his ship goggles on.
I do. I love it.
But she approaches him out in the hall, and she's like, hey, what was all that bullshit? You know, like, oh, I'm just a simple caveman lawyer.
Oh, crap.
Interesting.
God.
I was trapped in a block of ice for thousands of years.
You took us all by surprise.
I didn't see it coming, but I'm so happy to see it.
And I'm happy to see it, too.
And he looks at her, and she's like, I am but a simple caveman lawyer. She goes, I thought it was all an act.
Yeah, he's earnest where
Jimmy
wasn't.
Oh, he's real.
Exactly. He's because she expects, because of her relationship with Jimmy, she expects everything in the courtroom to be a lie. But he's real. He means it.
Now, it's interesting to me because this is a different reading of those sketches than I ever had.
I think it breaks the premise.
Yes, I thought that he was a caveman who was defrosted, who then used that to play on the jury.
Yeah, he's still playing them.
He is. He's using what he's
but
got
what
to
he's
his
saying
advantage.
Is true.
But yeah, he's not.
Wait, she thought he might be pretending to be a caveman.
Yes.
Okay.
She's
that's
like,
funny.
You're Phil Hartman, aren't you?
Oh, R.I.P.
Everyone got sad.
Yeah.
But no, it's a that's fun.
Yeah.
I think she deserves a good time, and I think that he would take her to the nicest restaurants.
Yes.
He would get a good deal because he'd be like, I'm just a simple caveman.
He would get out of paying the check everywhere
they
go. He'd
drop rocks on the table. Right.
I'm just a simple I don't understand your credit card.
I'm just a simple caveman diner.
You know what? Actually, now that you're saying it, I kind of do buy your side of the story. And maybe she is just replacing Jimmy with another sort of slick lawyer con man.
Right, but maybe this, like, maybe it's okay because he, like, he can actually be a caveman. Like, that can be a part, but he knows what he's doing, right? So he's just playing, like, what he is to his advantage. He's not, like, lying necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's just, you know, leveraging what are his actual strengths.
Also, he's, like, actually successful.
Yeah.
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 And
he's got a
happy.
Great record.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas Jimmy isn't.
Mm-hmm. I mean, from what we know in those 2-minute SNL sketches from 25 years ago.
Yeah, I don't
ago.
Think we ever see him at home.
No.
No, we don't see him at home. So that means he's probably single.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I don't know why, but I was momentarily frightened when you were moving Kim Wexler out of New Mexico, that she was going to end up in either Fargo or what's the town in Minnesota where all like the Fargo stuff happens?
Oh.
Duluth?
No.
I thought it was in St. Paul.
Or like Bemidji.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then just like, I don't know who exactly, because there's got to be someone you could ship her with in that, but like, That's a
messier.
World. That's a world of
that's
heartache.
Messy. I
that
mean,
is
maybe
a dangerous world.
She falls into a thing. She goes back in time, and she dates Patrick Wilson.
Yes,
okay. That's
I
think
good.
That's the best you get. I mean, Fargo's tough. Everybody's fucked.
Yeah,
everybody's dead or
terrible,
evil.
Yeah,
or banal.
My point is, I'm glad we didn't go there.
We landed her with the unfrozen caveman lawyer.
Much
great. I love that.
I like that a lot.
I love that.
I
that's great.
That's great.
We were all so like, we all literally like leaned back and were like, believe it.
You really surprised us.
You did. That was great. And you wove such a story.
Surprise shit.
Colin, do we have any questions from Twitter?
Absolutely. So this one comes from Emily Pooley at Best Franimally J. I don't know how to read that. And she writes, Shipple Dips, inspired by your Too Old for This Ship episode, when do y'all stop crushing on someone?
Like ever?
Age? Or
you have crushes all the time.
Wait, at what age do we stop crushing? Or at what age is the like a target? Yeah.
Oh, like what's my crush range?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. On the top, I don't think there is a top end because you can crush on somebody. I can crush on an old man.
Yeah, Mogi's an 18 to 66 on Tinder kind of gal.
No, not on Tinder because that's not crushing. That's dating. It's very different. But like, I could see myself. I don't think I do because I don't think he's actually that charming. But like, I could see myself having a crush on like Robert Redford. I don't
like Dick Van Dyke or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah.
Dick Van Dyke is totally crushable.
Yeah, right. But he's not dateable.
No,
no.
Currently,
no.
Again,
how much
fall
money
back in
do
time.
You think he has?
A lot. So you know what? Dateable.
Maybe dateable.
You guys.
And it would be a great time until he goes out.
Oh man! But there's going to be a dating guys. That's sad.
Yeah.
I think that here's because I think if we draw the distinction between crushable and dateable, I think when you're young, you can, in terms of Venn diagram, you can let yourself. You live in the crush zone of people that you should be trying to date because you're scared or you don't know what you're doing or whatever. So maybe as you get older, those two circles move further apart.
So you're saying,
I don't know. I'm trying to like come up with a theory that's related to age. Cause I do think there's this difference between the way you crush when you're like 12.
You're saying that's more like a peer group.
Yeah.
Or the occasional
or the crushes
babysitter.
Are more serious when you're younger.
Yeah, you take them more seriously.
Yeah, you take them more seriously because you're like, I have a crush on them, which means I want to be with them forever.
Yes.
Oh, whereas like now, right? Like let's say you have a crush on someone now and you're just like, oh yeah, like I think they're cute and they're like affable and I like being around them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's remember a crush now. Remember when a crush physically hurt?
Yes, when you were like, they're here.
Oh, oh yeah, dude. Yeah.
Not even they're here, but just I'm thinking about them.
Right, yeah. They exist.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like at a certain point, and I don't think this lasted very long, and I think you should be done with it, certainly by the time you're, like, 18. Mm-hmm. But crushes used to also mean dibs.
Oh, with your friend, yeah.
Which is, like, it's bullshit. But, if you're 12, okay, I get why you feel that way. But that level, like, you...
Yes.
You have to recognize a crush is completely inside you.
Because a crush doesn't mean chemistry.
It doesn't mean chemistry. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It means nothing, but you can't tell it to a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Because it means everything.
Yeah.
So maybe 16. Man, I don't know. When do you have to let that go? Because I think it's true when you're young. You think it's a real thing.
I remember like being even in college where it was like if my friend was like, oh, that guy's hot. And if she said it first, you kind of weren't supposed to go for him.
Yeah.
Which is like I just think maybe – you know what it is? It's like with people that if empathy comes late for you.
Yeah.
Because with empathy also comes the learning of like, just because you, like kind of the opposite, just because you feel something doesn't mean other people
do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, looking back, it should be when you graduate high school. You should get over that.
Don't. And some people are going to get past it in high school and that's cool for them. Good for them.
Yeah.
You should. Like, I think it's a healthy growing up thing.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I think your crushes, because crushes are always one-sided.
Yeah, I mean, a crush.
Yeah, well, and also like right, it's like squares and rectangles or elephants, and gray things.
Yeah,
where it's like you can have a crush on somebody, and it might be mutual, but a crush is just a thing that's in your head.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's it. It just exists inside there.
So yeah, never stop crushing.
Never stop crushing. I mean, honestly, like you will probably have them forever. Right?
And you should let yourself have them. I feel like that's the other thing. It's like, give yourself permission to have them forever. Like, you don't have to grow out of crushes.
Yeah.
But you can grow out of them being devastating to you.
Oh,
right?
You should.
Yeah.
Protect yourself.
It's, like, honestly, to me, a crush is, oh, they're cute, and, like, I like talking to them, and I flirted with them before.
Right. Mm-hmm. I look forward to seeing them.
I like seeing them. I like talking to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, I think. Mm-hmm. So I think that can exist forever.
There you go.
I hope so.
Yeah, keep having crushes.
Keep having crushes, guys.
You ever go to like an assisted living kind of situation? those horny bastards all got crushes on.
Well, they're fucking.
Well, hopefully they're also fucking. That's the thing. Is like that's why I was saying that. I know I didn't say the Venn diagram thing, but like they're separate things.
Mm. Both so you're saying the fucking and the Venn diagram and the crushing.
Crushing, they're
the
different.
Yeah.
Or like fucking a relationship, and the Venn diagram like interacting are different. Is different. So like, yeah, you should crush your whole life. And then you can like crush.
And then
crush
you can like fucking smash crush. Your whole life too, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah, dog. Hell yeah.
Crush it and smash it.
Hey smash guys.
Two relationships.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.